Now today we see he's out because he tried to reform. He's out of the power. Because when he began to reform, there were others who understand what he was doing. And there were those other leaders who wanted fast, not gradual. Now we hear the communism of Russia that we have heard so much, that we have feared so much, has disintegrated. And the new leader, who is Boris Yeltsin, he's a fast reformer. He's the ones who want to change from communism to the democratic country fast, very quickly. And you see what happened? We have seen it in television newscasts. We see the line of the people who are poor because there's nothing they can buy. And that's what happened when something changed so fast without any preparation. In the Russian country is big, and it has at least 200 million people together when it was United Republic. I mean United, when it was Union of Soviet. When it was unionized by force with the Communist Party. But now it has turned into a group of republics, whatever you call it, in the separate countries in that area, which Yeltsin has formed a common countries. He's still in a state of shock. People are still in a state of shock. Even though you don't see no power, but within the mind of people there's a shock and some anger, some hope, some in desperation. So that's what happened when even one culture changes from one state of the fixed state of the culture, a system which wants to reform very quickly into a new system. That's an example. And we have seen this happen to the native people. Now we see it happen. And mostly we see it in Pionic, because we were free people when we were following our forefathers' tradition, when it was gradually, slowly changing into the white man's society. So when the Winnespan, name used to leave what it was old one and to grab a new one, when there was a quick reformation took place in a period of 10 years. It actually take 10 years now. We are still in a state of confusion. We have not ready to learn how to live together. We have not been trained to be thankful what we have come to. Instead, it has turned us into a faction. The ugliness of that being success to change from the old to the new has turned us into something different individuals. I'm going to stay straightforward what I'm talking about. Those who have take rain is a rope, it's a piece of strip of hide that you control a horse from. These are the reins. And those who have taken the reins of this changeover have begun to tighten, hang on to that rein because they want to control this changes on their own. And they want to take a glorification out of it. They wanted to express to the community, I did it, it's me. It could never have done with the older people.